I'm waiting for him to tell me that.
You said something, Delore?
Praise the Lord. All right, let's praise the Lord together. Man, we're real eager to get this one going because it is going to be really special. In fact, Laurie and I talked in the line a while ago, and I shared with Hines. And, man, you can just see God putting things together in a way that we don't expect. But we recognize when it happens. Thinking about Stacy Burton in line. I really was thinking about you because we were talking about the meeting up in Dawsonville, which Cody is going to be sharing. And Stacy walked by. So I'm going to ask Stacy to come up and ask God's blessing on the meeting. Let's welcome Stacy Burton.
I like that, whoever it was. Oh, what a great opportunity to be here. And, with friends, and I say family too, basically, and being here at the NFL, 25, 26 years I've been coming. Larry got me interested. Hines made me pray in tongues and all of that. Yeah. But anyway, it's what a pleasure to be here and have a speaker lined up today that I know is going to give a blessing to us all. Let us pray, please. Father, thank you for this mighty, mighty meeting that's been going on for 35 plus years, and for Hines and Larry being so faithful to keep it going forward. And we just pray for the speaker today, and he's in your hands, and we can't wait to hear the message that he delivers. And thank you, Father, for friendship and family, and most of all, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.
You know, our speaker today is going to be introduced in a few minutes, but the fact he's in the real estate business really tied in with phone conversations I had this morning. I've got somebody over in Athens that wanted information. By the way, of Terry Mercer, our commercial broker at the office, called me yesterday and said, I've talked to this guy, and he wants information on those properties. And I got four apartment complexes in the college town. And I didn't have real peace with it. I called the guy and said, okay, I'll be getting it to you. And I called him back this morning and said, Tim, I'm not real comfortable with sending those to you because it's off-market property. And we share that information with inner circle people we know we can trust. What's the name of your real estate company? He said, well, I'm an associate broker with Give Back Realty. I said, wow, that sounds good. He said, well, we give back a portion of all the income for the company to charity. I said, you mean Christian charities? And he said, yeah, among other things. Salvation Army, you know. I said, well, that makes me feel a lot better. I was going to tell you that I didn't feel comfortable until we had a conversation, and we just had it. I feel comfortable now sharing that with you. He said, well, I know the importance of not broadcasting that stuff. So I get another call then after I hang up, and I told him where I was headed to the luncheon. And he said, man, that is awesome that you do that. I said, we've been doing it since 1985. And I told him a story of you having the idea of starting a Norcross Fellowship luncheon at the Full Gospel Businessmen's Fellowship, and how my father-in-law directed Hines to get with me. We started having lunch and had it every week since then. It's amazing. What, September of 1985? Yeah. I get another call from Gary. Gary is one that I had met at the AGREE meeting, which is an association for Georgia real estate exchangers. And I provided the information to him on those properties because he's already in the inner circle. And I said, Gary, I'm on the way to a fellowship meeting. And that opened up, what kind of fellowship meeting? And I told him about it. Both of those guys said, I want to come next week. I told Cody a while ago, this would have been the right one for them to be here. But God lined that up in a different way. We can't be frustrated with God not lining up the way we want him to. Isn't that the way it is so many times? We think, man, I wish it had been this way or that. Hey, receive it. Receive the fact that I mean, I've got to receive the fact that I had the opportunity on the telephone to share with them the platform that we provide there. I also shared with them what we do at the real estate office, Richard, which you partake of when you can. And they thought, and in fact, Gary said, that's really amazing you do that in the corporate world. I said, yeah, with the blessings of the owner of the company. So that is a blessing. Folks, we cannot take it for granted. We should not take it for granted. Because when we recognize him, we are glorifying him. That's what he wants to do, is us recognize him and us tell others, that's God. I was thinking about a story I heard. My wife went to my grandchildren's swim meet. And I heard a story about a person's niece that was on the swim team. And the first three meets, she didn't work very hard. She came in last every time. So that fourth meet, her mother is writing things on her arm on which event she's in. And she says, now, Nancy, I want you to win this. Win this race. She said, race? You mean we're in a race? I thought this swim meet was just, we come to meet. We meet people. My son-in-law, Micah, I went to one of his baseball games, and they moved him to catcher. And the pitcher would throw the ball, and he'd go behind him, and Micah would get back and get the ball while they're running the bases. And after that inning, I said, Will, we need, his dad, my son-in-law, I said, Will, we need to tell him. He needs to hustle. He had no idea that he was supposed to hurry and get that ball and keep the guys from running the bases. You know, today, you may get an inkling of something that you didn't have any idea about. Because the beauty of serving the Lord is he continues to allow us to grow spiritually. And mature to where we understand things that we didn't understand maybe even 10 minutes ago. And that's exciting to me because we're never going to understand it all. Never understand it all here. But one of the things we need to try to do is see it as God sees it. And if we think about something here that ties into this. This is from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, Stephen Covey. We see the world not as it is, but as we are, or as we are conditioned to see it. Boy, that is so right on. Our environment shapes the way we see things. Our perspective on the way we see the world, or at least part of the world, could be holding us back. If you think about some of the churches like we've talked about, and this is not being critical of the church, but they teach the Bible up to a certain point, but beyond that they don't understand it, so they don't go there, not realizing that it's even available for them to understand. So they become very content in their environment. Seeing the world as God sees it enables us to fulfill our role in his plans. And when we see as God sees, we're more inclined to do as God says do. We're more attentive to him. I was reading in the book of John 14. This is after Jesus had met in Jerusalem, and he's with the disciples and starting to explain what's taking place, or what's going to take place. And Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. So how can we know the way? And Jesus answered, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really know me, you will know my Father as well. From now on, you do know him, and have seen him. My brother, Leslie, and I talked yesterday, and he had been to the doctor. And the doctor said, "You're not doing better. He's got a lung situation. He's on oxygen. He tires out just standing. He gets tired." When the doctor said that, Les said, "Doc, tell me, am I a short-timer?" He just got right to the point. He said, "Well, you'll probably see your next birthday in November. And you might see your following birthday. But I'd say the maximum's 5 years." And after that conversation, of course, I immediately said, "Let's get together for lunch," which we're doing Friday. And I started thinking, do I want to know that? Do I want to know that I just have a short time? I don't think so. It might hinder me from where I see God. I may be focused, like Les told me. He said, "Well, I've got to get rid of some things now. I've got to sell my guns. I've got to do, you know," started saying all these stuff he's got to do. I don't want to be preoccupied with that. I hope the Lord takes me quickly, like he did Linwood, just a few weeks, you know. I think that as we prepare, we need to continue to be focused on trying to see as God sees. And we can recognize what he's doing and understand our actions. We have limited time. Even though Les may have a shorter time period than I do, all of us have limited time. We have limited opportunity. We can't take advantage of every opportunity in business, every opportunity spiritually, but we can take advantage of the opportunities we see. And we need to not turn a blind eye. We need to not turn away. When God gives those directions, we know it's from him. We know God's direction, and to do anything other than being obedient is not part of God's plan. You're going to miss blessings if you choose a different way. That might not, you know, it doesn't mean you go to hell or anything, but you're going to miss blessings, and you're going to miss an opportunity to influence others for him. The idea that we as lay people can have an influence on others, you got to grab hold of. Because the preacher on Sunday can't reach that guy in my office or the girl, the lady in the office. We've got to be the one to do that. And how do we do that? We might have a fellowship meeting like we had yesterday morning, but it may be near merely our actions and the words that attracts them. I had a pastor tell me, and I told Hines about this, had a pastor tell me, "I'm drawn to you." And that floored me. And then I went home and looked it up in the Bible, and Jesus said, "I'll be lifted up. I'll draw all men to me." I started thinking, if we get more like Jesus, people will be drawn to us like Jesus was. And when that starts to happen, we've got to be ready to let people know where we're coming from. We'll have people drawn to us that do not know him. We'll have people drawn to us that do know him, but need to know more about him. We will be able to understand our role when we are obedient and we take that step, or we have the action that we're directed to take. It starts to get so exciting. Because you know it's ordained by the Lord. You can feel his presence. And you know that there is something even greater than this. And I told Hines a while ago, we're just getting started. And I didn't know where it's going to apply. But that is where it applies right now. We're just getting started. We don't know what the future is. But it's going to be good. As long as we're focused and obedient to him, it is going to be great, because we've got a great opportunity to fulfill our role in his plan. And as we do that, we'll be able to see as God sees. And that's the right way to see. as we understand that we do have an influence and can have an impact on others, we are starting to take the gospel to all parts of the world. Praise the Lord. Let's praise the Lord. Eddie Mayfield just sent a text. Please pray for Michelle. She's threatened to kill herself, and we can't locate her. Terrible situation with a husband being arrested for incest last night. I just came home looking for her. Eddie.
Would you pray? And
yeah, let's pray.
Go ahead.
Father, thank you for the ability to come to you and ask for your intervention in this very matter. We pray, Father, that you'll give the insight and the understanding to all of those looking for Michelle, that they can find her quickly and she'll be safe. Father, help us to understand that each time like this, just as Eddie has done, go to others and ask them to ask you, Lord. And that's what we're doing right now. And we're claiming a victory and finding Michelle and positive results. We claim it in the name of Jesus, Father. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Larry. Whew. I tell you, I was at a business meeting and saw an old friend of mine, Ricky Steele, and found out, I hadn't seen him for a while, found out his son killed himself at 33. And another guy I had lunch with, his son died a couple of years ago. It's a difficult world for, especially I think for the youth to be in that are often suffering with depression, and I think sometimes don't recognize it's a spiritual problem. I mean, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, and we got to take authority over that. And I, pardon my French, but that egg sucking chicken killing dog. You heard that country and western song? Not lately, but he is a monster and hates God's people and hates everyone. So thanks, Larry, for doing that. A couple quick things. I'm a big fan of Bill Johnson, but this book I'm reading now, Releasing the Spirit of Prophecy, is one of the most fascinating books I've read on testimony and the power of testimony. And I would highly encourage anybody to consider reading that. This is the Norcross Fellowship Luncheon. We've met pretty much every week since 1985, as Larry shared. And the purpose is to provide a platform for a businessman to share his faith and how that works in the marketplace. We try to remain denominationally inclusive and politically neutral and just keep the focus on Jesus and how he's impacted our lives. In fact, Bill Johnson said, if you haven't had a supernatural encounter with Jesus, you don't have a testimony. And you have a story. But it's when, you know, when Jesus met me at that room where I got saved, and when I went to the Full Gospel Businessmen's meeting, and Jesus miraculously, I was slain in the spirit, came up, I was struggling with alcohol, never had a drink after that. Jesus took that alcohol desire away from me. Those were specific, tangible encounters with Jesus that I'll never stop talking about. Right, Stacy? We all got some of those. You got the slalom ski, but anyway, that's another story. Our main speakers are always businessmen who profess Christ, not in full-time ministry, and currently employed, and we always try to keep the focus on the testimony and recommend no teaching, preaching, or selling. And Larry and I do that ahead of time. If you'd like a frequency converter for your satellite applications, I'll be glad to sell you one, but just kidding. Well, not really, right? If you need one. Anyway, if you're here for the first time and feel comfortable to do so, just stand where you are, give us your name, where you work, and how you got invited to the meeting or found out about the meeting, and if you're in a job transition, the kind of work you're looking for. So if anybody wants to introduce themselves, no pointing unless you bought lunch. Did you buy lunch? Okay.
Would you order the
mouthful? Mm-hmm. Thank you, everyone, for allowing me to be here and get to know everyone. I was blessed to have a great initial conversation with Jeff at Provino's. As you can tell, I've not missed many meals from there. He and I just started talking about the Word, and I feel like, you know, well, I know it was a godsend, and he was kind enough to allow me to come in and have the opportunity to have fellowship with you. I'm Sean McNeely, by the way. I work with Virtual Properties, and just really honored to be here and be, you know, have a chance to get to know you guys. So thanks for the invitation. Thank you for lunch, Jeff.
Wonderful. There we go. Thank you. Anybody else, first time? No, you've been here before, haven't you, Peter? You don't have. Yeah, if you don't want to. No, seriously, I'm very serious about that. Thank you. I think we'll go ahead and introduce our speaker. Did I turn it off again? Okay.